few weeks ago, the Lord quickened me with a particular passage of scripture. I read to it, and it just jumped out at me. I meditated on it. And I thought that was just it. And he said, no, son, no. This is about Rosh Hashanah. I said, what about this is about Rosh Hashanah? Is it because you're moving off to another dimension of my plans for you and my people and my church, locally and globally? So I had that noted, and it's in your flyer, Psalm 119 and verse 49. It says, remember the word unto thy servant, upon which thou hast caused me to hope. I remember a few years ago we had Remember Me. And then we had Partnering with God. And the theme of what God said, remember what we said, God starts at the end to begin. And it seems to me that God is restating particular things for particular reasons. It says, remember the word unto thy servant. And the Lord says to say to you, as he said to me, remember my promises, my covenant statements to you. God has not forgotten anything he said. No matter how far away it seems to you that which he said is going to be made manifest, it doesn't matter how far and away it seems. With one step, God can take you from one point to the other. Did you hear that? And he says, you have caused me to hope. The very fact that you've continued in faith has been the cause of the goodness of God and God helping you to stand in faith. But there comes a time when God says, you've been around this mountain too long. Hallelujah. You can't just keep on flying and flying and flying. At some point, you got to land. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. You see, Noah sent the dove out. And the dove will go and come back, and go and come back, and go and come back. Finally, it brings an olive leaf. And then it went. Didn't come back because the problem is solved. Did you hear that? The problem is solved. I believe God is right this very moment taking different ones by the hand and bringing you to that place where you recognize the problem is solved. You see, there comes a time when manna ceases. Manna ceases because you've come to the promised land. Hello? Please hear this. God is bringing you and I. Please don't miss anything I'm saying to you. God is bringing you and I to the place where he doesn't need to do certain miracles anymore. but brings you into a place where the miracle is there and you need to just possess it. Hear it. Hear it. God is bringing you to a place where the kind of miracles you're going to experience is not the manna and the quail. That's when you were in the wilderness. God is crossing you and I from the wilderness experience to the experience of cities, lands, vineyards, a land flowing with milk and honey. Somebody shout hallelujah. But if the harvest is there, you've got to go get it. Somebody listening, you got to go get it. God is bringing you to a place by His Spirit where you become God aware. God aware. So somebody say God aware. You become God aware, and therefore with the insight and the knowledge of God. And thank God we're eating from the fruit of what? Wisdom, understanding, and knowledge. Amen? It's all connected. That your awareness becomes the mindset of God on every issue, so that you become a partner with God for the manifestation of His will. Somebody shout hallelujah. Praise the Lord. This year, 5786, the number is Vav. Vav, the Hebrew word Vav, is first used in the book of Genesis, where God's word says, in the beginning, God did what? In the beginning, God created the heaven, Vav, the earth. That word is a word of connection. And what God is saying to us is this, that this is the year of connection. God is going to connect with you as you connect with Him for miracles to be released in a higher dimension. There is going to be the manifestation of God's will in the heavens, in the earth. The portal is open. I said the portal is open. I said again, the portal is open. You say, what portal? It's the portal of Jacob's ladder. Jacob's ladder. Jacob is running away from his brother, running away because he's lived or he's stolen his brother's birthright. And he comes to a place that was originally called Lot. And he gets a stone. And he uses that stone for a pillow. And his eyes got opened. And he sees a ladder heading into the heavens. And he sees angels ascending and descending. Not descending and ascending, but ascending and descending. Meaning that they were there. And he says, God is here, and I didn't know it. And he calls the place the house of God, Bethel. But that same place was where his forefather was. Abraham was there. And now he was tapping into something that had always been there, but he did not know. And what God is saying to us is, I'm going to bring you to the place of awareness, where you're going to begin to see things that are already there, but you did not know it was there. Is somebody listening? The days of supernatural breakthroughs are now before us. God is doing a new thing. Hallelujah. But the new thing that God is doing is something that is already done. But you didn't know it. I didn't know it. You and I do not understand what capacity God has placed in us. That the God of the universe, who humbles himself to see and behold the things in the heaven, also comes and abides inside of you and I. What kind of capacity is that? That the fullness of the Godhead can come and dwell in us. Incarnate himself in us. Dwell in us. And the word of God says, Paul says, I am crucified with Christ, nevertheless I live, yet not I. It is Christ that lives in me, and the life that I now live in the flesh, I live by the faith of the Son of God who loved me and gave himself for me. What kind of faith is that? Well, it's not the kind of faith that I'm going to muster because I'm dead. It is not the faith that I am going to wheel into place. I'm dead. He's the one living in here. Therefore, the faith that comes through is not a faith that comes through my natural mind. As long as you have your own mind, you're not dead. Hello? If you still have your own mind, you're not dead yet. But if you have the mind of Christ, then it must mean that you died and he's the one living. And if he's the one living and you have the mind of Christ living inside your mortal body, then that faith that operates in you and through you is not coming through your natural mind, and will not make sense to people that move by their natural mind. Hello? So therefore, I am not seeking people's opinion to know what the will of God is. We're not about seeking the opinion and polling the people to find out what they think about what God is trying to say. We're just going to blah what God said. Hallelujah. And what, just like he said, let there be light, and there was light, so shall it be unto us according to his word operating in us, because we have subjected ourselves unto death. It says, account yourself dead unto sin, missing the mark, and alive unto God. Somebody shout hallelujah. Somebody say, I am not what you think I am. I am what God thinks I am. In fact, God doesn't just think I am what he says I am. Too long for you? In fact, God doesn't think I am what he thinks I am. He knows that I am what he knows that I am. I am what I am by his grace. Somebody shout hallelujah. I am not going to define myself by what people say, what people think, but by what God knows. He knows it because he's engaged and involved in the manifestation of that which he has placed his heart to accomplish. Why would he choose a Peter or a James or a John? Why will he choose any of these men to be his disciples when he recognized that they were all going to run away from him and deny him? And what was he trying to accomplish all those 33 and a half years? Those 3.5 years that he spent with them, was this a waste of time? That I've invested myself in these guys, I've done miracles before them, I've sent them out, and I see them deny me. Was his faith on them? Or was his faith on himself and what he knows he can still do with people that were a bunch of losers? I tell you, his faith was not in them. It was in his faith was on himself and what I can do. And I say to you, let's make that switch. God, my faith is not in me. It is on what you can do with this earthen vessel. God intends to do greater things. He says, the works that I do shall you do also. And greater works than this shall you do, because I go to be with the Father. Is he with the Father? Praise the Lord. Well, guess what? You are in the same room with him, with the Father. And not only are you with the Father, you are in the Father. Now, please, 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 child of God, let's not just see those things as just words. Let us know it to be true. I'm in Christ Jesus. I'm a new creation. All things are passed away. Behold, all things have become new. I have been impacted with the ministry of reconciliation. I'm going to see men and women turn to the Lord. I'm going to see lives transformed, minds renewed, people changed, nations, whole nations discipled. You understand that the Lord Jesus Christ, when he talks about discipleship, talks about discipleship in terms of nations, not just individuals. That's like David saying to Goliath, you dead, and I'm going to feed all of the Philistines to the beast of the field. All Goliath was saying was, I'm going to kill you and feed your body. He says, I'm going to do you better than that. I'm going to kill you and all the Philistines, I'm going to feed them. That's God. God is saying, listen, I am going to take a hold of nations. Hallelujah. I am going to transform nations. He says, can a nation be born in one day? A nation was. Look beyond what you see in the natural and see that God, our extraordinary God, can resolve everything in one moment of time. Like that. And it's easy for him. Can he shake a whole nation? Yes, he can. And he wants to use you and use me in partnership to bring heaven and earth together. Indeed, he taught us. Pray like this. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come. The kingdom of God, let it come. Your will be done in the earth as it is in heaven. Why? Because God has a perfect will in heaven. And that will in heaven is what needs to be manifest here in the earth. Hallelujah. The Bible says the Lord Jesus Christ healed everyone. Everyone that was diseased around him, he healed every single one of them. Guess what is about to start happening now? Everybody. God is going to mass heal people and deliver people, transform lives supernaturally in the mighty name of Jesus. That is God's will concerning you and I. And listen, child of God, it's not going to be done by some healing evangelist. Because God, God wants to use ordinary people for extraordinary dealings. And he's bringing us to that place. God has been here, and I didn't know it. I've been hearing all of this word. I've been reading it all these years. But I did not know it. God is bringing you and I to a place of knowing. Hallelujah. Say with me, God is bringing me to the place of knowing. Beyond believing, to knowing. Hallelujah. I said beyond believing to knowing. Because if you are stuck in the place of just believing, somebody can convince you otherwise. But when you've come to the place of knowing, you can boldly say, I know my Redeemer lives. And even though he slays me, yet I'm going to serve him. I am not tied to things anymore because I know that I know that I know that I know that God is for me. And if God is for me, who can be against me? This is a place that the devil and the world system is very scared of. Because this is a radicalized life. It's a life that is not dependent on natural things anymore, but is beholden to experiencing the goodness of God, the power of God, like never before. Are you ready for this life? In Psalm 27 and verse 13, the psalmist says, I had fainted unless I had believed to see the goodness of the Lord in the land of the living. Gideon said, where are all these miracles that we've been reading about? They've been telling us. This is like fairy tale. Yeah, this happened and that happened. And where is all of this? You mighty man of valor. And again, is there anybody else here? Who are you talking to? Who's the mighty man of valor I'm hiding? You calling me mighty man of valor? Yeah. Don't you see? Watch this. The Midianites had destroyed all the crops. The Bible is very clear. They destroyed everything. So Gideon, the stuff that you are busy trashing out, where did it come from? Where did the stuff you are busy breaking off, all this wheat, rice, where did it come from? Where did it come from? You have something that you're hiding. But where did the food that you are working on, where did it come from? If they've destroyed everything, where did this come from? And the question I need to ask you, as I ask myself, is this. When the enemy said you're done and you're finished and you will not make it, how is it that you're still ticking? Huh? He said you're finished, but you're still going on. It is God who has caused you to hope. You have not come this far by your own strength, by your own belief system. You've come this far because God, by his loving kindness and tender mercies, has been carrying you. Hallelujah. And he's saying, I'm bringing you to the place of landing. Praise God. You're going to land. But in this new place that you come, don't expect the miracles to be the way it used to be. Understand that I did not promise you, watch this, I did not promise you manna and quail when I got you out of Egypt. What I promised you was a land flowing with milk and honey. Hallelujah. And God is saying, it's milk and honey time. Not manna and quail. Thank God for the manna and quail. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. But now you're coming to the land. And I gave you a foretaste. When spies were sent into the land, they came back with grapes. Yeah? Big guys carrying this stuff. Wait a minute. How did they carry all of that stuff and bring it when they're being hunted? And God is simply saying, I've been taking care of you, hiding you, helping you. Can't you just open your eyes and say, your life has just been a system of miracles all this while? You got that job. You don't know how you got that job. You think it was your smart. I've been keeping you at that job all this while, but I'm going to bring you to a place where you're not busy working for somebody. You own your own business and people are working for you. Somebody's story is changing tonight. Is that you? You're stepping into a new season where God is about to reveal what's on the inside of you all this while that you did not know. You saw yourself in the mirror and that's what you saw, but you've not seen yourself through the mirror of the Word of God. And God is about to bring you to that place where you see yourself through the mirror of His Word and recognize that He's all through the years just used ordinary people for extraordinary assignments. Because God is not going to have anybody that's going to boast before Him and say, I did it by my strength. what needs to happen. God is going to have to do some breaking. Jacob gets to Laban's place. God performed miracles for him there. And he's coming back and he's confronted with an enemy. And he starts wrestling with an angel. He saw angels ascending and descending. Now he's wrestling with them. That's graduation to a certain extent. He says, you got to bless me or you're not going anywhere. And all night he wrestled with this angel. And there's some that are going to have some wrestling matches. But the intent is this. Are you listening? The intent is this. That God brings you to the place where he does ask you what your name is. Because the last time when you ran away from home, you said your name was what? Bible students? Huh? Are you listening? What was the name he said he was? No. Thank you very much. He said he was Esau. So now God had to ask him, what's your name? You keep on walking around like you're Esau. Is it Esau or Jacob? Which one is it? What's your name? He says, my name is Jacob. He says, okay, now we're not going to go with that name anymore. Because that name has been contaminated with your line. Flip-flop, flip-flop. We're going to give you a new name. And your name now is going to be called Israel. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Your name is now going to be called Israel. You are a warrior. You are a new creation. That needs to jump off the pages of the Bible and become one with you and with me. That when I read the scriptures, I see myself in those scriptures, a manifestation of the divine will and purpose of God in the present day and time. I don't know if you're hearing. I'm simply saying to you and I today that we, like Paul said, are going to become living epistles. Living word. Ambassadors. Representing the kingdom of God. Unafraid. Bold. Strong. As the word of God says, be strong in the Lord and in the power of his might. If he said it, let it now be so unto us according to the spoken word. It says, be strong in the Lord and in the power of his might. Some say, I am strong in the Lord. I have the strength of the Lord. I have the power of his might. As God is, so am I in this present world. In the mighty name of Jesus, I am one with God in Jesus' mighty name. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. We are empowered in every sphere that God calls us to. This ladder of God. A ladder has two let's see, two parallel points. And in between them are steps. Yes? Okay, this is it. God, man. And the steps are the words of God. Line upon line, precept upon precept, and you're going up higher. Praise the Lord. This is not, this is not just about angels ascending and descending. Oh God. It's not just about angels ascending and descending anymore. God is about to take you by his word so that you start ascending and descending. That men and women living now here that are going to step into the heavenly realms and bring information down and move by the power of the Spirit of the living God. Because God is calling you and I to a place of supernatural partnership by the Holy Spirit. If you believe that and receive it in knowing, shout hallelujah unto the Most High God. You are created in the image and the likeness of God. Since you created just a little bit lower than Elohim. Elohim, that's God's name. Just a little bit lower than him. Which means that we are above angels. You're not hearing. You know, I know some translation says lower than the angels, but no, it's not angels. Lower than God. Jesus has said, "Know ye not that ye are gods?" He says, if you don't recognize that, then you're going to die as men. There are those who will receive the revelation of who God is and who they are in him that cannot be killed by anybody. Oh, you can get killed and still end up in heaven. Praise the Lord. But there are those that come to the place and awareness of who they are. And I'm trusting that God will help every one of us come to that place of supernatural awareness where we know that we have been born of God and God gives birth to God. Hallelujah. The devil is afraid of you and I hearing and knowing that. Because once we come to recognize that, then we are not afraid of the enemy anymore. Praise the Lord. You're not going to be running around, oh, the witches, oh, the witches, they said this, the Satan is so, excuse me. What nonsense is all of that? Oh, we better pray. Pray about what? About the witches and the Satanists and the terrorists and the whatever. Not when we come into the awareness. Jesus, our Lord, said, listen, I'm not afraid of you. If I need thousands of angels, I just summon them right now. You toast. Just one angel can take care of all of these folks here. One angel stood and cleared up a whole city. Just standing there with his sword. We're not talking about a host. And God talks about the host of heaven and the host in the earth. There's a movement taking place. And it is not the way it happened before. What God wants to do is not going to be like anything that you knew before. There's an upgrade. And it doesn't look like what it was before. It is different. It is this different. It is different as the wine in Cana of Galilee. The original wine ran out. And if we are true to ourselves, whatever it is we are experiencing now is nowhere close to what God wants to do. And we need to be crying out and saying, the wine is out. The wine is out. We need you to do something. Mary comes to the son, Jesus, and says, they are out of wine. And his first response is, what does that have to do with me? Am I the wine maker now? And she turns away from him and tells the servants, not the disciples, the servants, says, whatever he says for you to do, do it. Are you ready for this? God will do nothing in the earth except that he reveals his secrets, first of all, to who? To the prophets who are servants. So he reveals his secrets to his servants, the prophet, so that they can do what? Prophesy. Hallelujah. There's the prophetic word, and thank God he's very clear. It's going to be his mind. So, the sharpness of the prophetic word that's coming to the church is going to be the sharpness of the knowing of God that bypasses the natural mind, and the prophet, I read for this, the prophet will not be able to disengage it because he doesn't believe it. He's going to just say it and know that does it, and has no clue or understanding why anybody doesn't know that what which he said is what is, because he has the mind of Christ. Somebody listening? He has the mind of Christ, and so he spoke the mind of Christ and didn't have any chance of doubting it, because there's no doubt in him. Doubt is only possible when you're still alive. But when you're dead in Christ, who's going to doubt? He's the one who's living. And the one who's living knows what he wants, knows what he's doing, knows what is happening, and he doesn't doubt. So where's the doubt? There's no doubt. This is a place God is taking you and I to. It is very different. We're going to say things, and he's given us the opportunity to say things, and things happened. But those were precursors. Those were test runs. And God is bringing you and I to that place where it becomes normal. Hello? It becomes what? Normal. And the miracles and the declarations become intentional. Intentional. Not hit and miss. Intentional. Praise the Lord. Say, the miraculous will be very intentional and deliberate in my life and through my life, through my words and by my words, because of my God who lives in me and is manifesting his perfection through me. Praise the Lord. Did you understand what you said? Okay. So be at peace and recognize it's a new day. We've stepped into it and we're going to continue. Word of God says, if you continue in my word, then shall you be my disciples indeed. And you will do what? Know the truth. And the truth shall set or make you free. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Say, Father, I come ready to hear the word of truth. I receive the word of truth. And this word of truth is doing a work in my life right now. I know your truth because, Lord Jesus, you are the truth. You are the one who lives in me. And because you live in me and you are the truth, I am this day manifesting truth. I, by the authority of your word, am working in the knowing of truth. And this truth has set me free from every limitation, from every limitation, from every limitation, from all bondage. I am free. I am who you say I am. Because God, my Father, you know me and you see me and you've caused me to hope, and my hope shall never be disappointed. Blessed be your holy name. Amen. 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 Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Well, that's all the Lord wants me to say tonight. So I stop there. But before we leave tonight, we are going to do some of the natural things I've done during this time of rush. Rosh Hashanah started at sundown tonight and continues through sundown tomorrow and sundown the next day and sundown the next day. 3 days. Someone say three. Say again three. Why is it three? Praise the Lord. So God wants you to come into the awareness of knowing, just like the resurrection and the new beginning of the resurrection, that this first day he's taking care of everything in your past. The second day that starts tomorrow night, he's taking care of everything in your present. And the third day, which ends on Wednesday, he's taking care of everything in the future. Praise the Lord. But guess what? It is all one day. It is all one day. Just like you have Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit, and they are one, So God sees it as one day. I don't know when the Lord is going to come. There's some noise going around because, you see, the Lord is going to come at this feast. It's a feast of trumpets. Hello? And there's going to be a last trump. There's going to be a last new year. Or the end of an old year, and the new year is forever. Hallelujah. It's called eternity. Praise God. God says that he will bless us a thousand generations. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. The blessing of the Lord for a thousand generations. The blessing of the Lord, I'm going to bless you a thousand times more as you are this day. Deuteronomy 1:11. God, his blessings and his sweetness has been released. Amen.
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Thank you, Pastor, for preaching this. Thank you for listening. Thank you for hearing. Hearing brings faith. Hearing is not coming in one ear, going out the other, but it stays within. And I thank God that he's given us that. Because when we retain what God gives us, you can use it. If it goes out the other ear, you haven't received anything. Sometimes I read, and I forget what I read, but it's still in here because I did read it. I keep it in here. The more you read it, the more it becomes part of you. And we've heard this message before. And it's a very, very important message. And they love not their lives to the end. And that's where we need to be, dead to self. My life does not matter. I am bold because my life does not matter. There's certain things we don't want to happen in our lives, and we try to prevent those things. And God causes us to be wise in every way so that we are preserved. But God has a way of doing things that we don't know. But when you use the instructions of the Lord at the moment, he will guide you in every step that you need to make. So fear not, but do the will of God. If God calls you to do something, to talk to somebody, to pray for somebody, to just give a big amount or just to be there at certain places, just do what God tells you to do. It is so important for us to do those things, to be obedient. Because everything that you are obedient to is what God loves. It's better than sacrifice. It's better than you giving $1 million. Your obedience is what God is looking for. So if you know what God is saying to you, be obedient. And God will be there with you to do it. He'll cause you to be wise. He'll cause you to know that he is there with you. And you'll know that he's there with you because you'll feel it. You'll just know it. And you'll be courageous and you'll be bold at the moment that you need to be. You will say what he wants you to say because you are so close to God at that moment that he becomes your voice. And when you open your mouth, you're going to say what he wants you to say. And I thank God for, I ask God all the time, and he's there for me as well. I ask God, be my voice. Show me what to say. Because most of the time, I don't know what to say. I got too many things rolling in my head. It's kind of like, I don't know what to say. I don't know which one to choose. But he's speaking, and when God speaks, he speaks, and it's very fast. He can bring 10 scriptures in 1 second, and it's kind of like, which one do I use? But then your mouth opens, and he starts speaking through your mouth. And he does that for each and every one of us. When your mouth starts moving, it's God's mouth moving. But he's using your mouth. That's why sometimes it's important just to speak in tongues. Because the Bible does say that every tongue will be interpreted. And while you're speaking to somebody else, you're speaking what you just spoke in tongues. When you're ministering to somebody and you had spoken in tongues, the ministering is what you were speaking in tongues. So you're interpreting what you're saying, what you said. I've seen it, I've experienced it with my own life. I'm driving in my truck and I'm speaking in tongues, going to work or going someplace, and I get to that someplace and all of a sudden somebody needs to be talked to, and I speak the word to him, and the words that are coming out, I know they're not from me, but they are the interpretation of my tongue. And God honors that because it's God's word coming out. I've experienced that so many times. And I think that tonight is a night that we need to recognize who God made us. That we are his mouth. We are his people. And he will honor what he said he is. Tonight it's time to honor God with our givings. If you haven't given yet, do so now. God loves a cheerful giver. God always puts on your mind or on your heart what to give. It's important to give what God asks you to give. And when I can't hear you right now. I'm going to pray and then we'll talk, okay? Yeah. That's okay. We'll talk later, okay? Thank you. Yeah. When God speaks, we need to hear it. Just, yeah.